Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Man, when you're hungry, dinner's so good. Can somebody make a quote card? Dude, dinner's my favorite food.
Okay, welcome to the bracket, episode 112. Today we are debating the best things in life that start with the letter D. We got Vibzy on. Triumphant Returns. A little bit. I feel like it's been a minute. We had you on pre-Christmas, right?
Pre-Christmas. What was it? Favorite? I don't know. Ken Burns ended up like Ken going to the finals and winning, right, which is wild.
We obviously have Clemmer coming in for a little return. It's been a minute for you, too.
Yeah, it has. I missed doing the show.
Yeah. Well, we had like the red flags thing.
I know. It's fine.
Oh, your divorced ass would have been pretty good for it, actually.
I would think so. I have more experience than I imagine some other people are.
Red flag. He's in an improv group. Big red
flag. For the ladies out there, absolutely.
Like, he's captain of an improv group.
Yeah. For him, that's a green flag. That's how he met both of his wives.
For sure, yeah.
But I mean, green flag, she's in an improv group.
Red flag, he's been divorced 10 times.
Only once.
So
good Lord.
And you have KB, and you have Nick and Rudy, too. They're just wrapping up the science fair in Chicago. Make sure to watch that, too. Ooh. We got a lot of content coming out.
Yep.
In the next couple days, including Clemmer the Rat Race.
Yes, please go check out Rat Race if you haven't already. I'm super excited how it came out. Production's amazing. Camera work's amazing. The editing is fantastic. It's so good. It's like better than I could have hoped.
KB, you'll love it.
I'm very excited to watch. Big fan of the movie with the ensemble cast.
Yeah.
Rowan Atkinson.
Amongst.
Big boy from Seinfeld. Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Seth
Wayne
Green.
Knight. Oh, yeah.
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz, yeah.
Hitler's Limo.
Kathy Bates.
Hitler's Limo, great scene.
John Cleese
was the guy that was the head of it, yeah.
I mean, we have Marty Mush.
Amy Smart.
Breckenmeyer. Yeah, there's a big crew. The Hitler scene is still, that's so goddamn
very funny.
So funny. We can jump right into it. We got a whole bunch to get to. Actually, we should probably get to our sponsors first before I forget.
I'd like to make a clarification also to today's bracket. We are not debating the best thing that starts with the letter D. We are debating the second best thing that starts with the letter D, because the winner of this would just have been Dave Portnoy.
Yes.
Too easily.
Correct.
So we're removing him even from it. It's like Dave would have won this, so we're now debating the second best thing that starts with the letter D.
Is it like hard to walk around without a spine? Like, does it hurt you, or is it just...
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Do you disagree with that?
I'm just asking a question. Asking questions.
Before we get started,
pathetic excuse of a man, Tommy Smokes.
Tommy's in good graces with Dave, at least.
Actually, last time you had a conversation with Dave, he was like reaming you out.
Yeah. No, well, we were yelling back and forth each other. Yeah.
That's true.
That's right.
I think a lot of people gained some respect for Clemmer that day.
Maybe some lost some, maybe some game. I don't know. I'm still here, knock on wood, for now.
Before we get to the options, let's hear from Game Time. Look, we all use Game Time here. We talk about it all the time. It's one of our favorite supporting sponsors that we have. I just used them literally last night to get tickets for Nate Jackson. Have you guys heard of him? Comedian?
I'm not.
He is so goddamn funny. He's like one of those guys that like he's kind of like a roast comedian. I don't know, crowd work comedian, I guess.
Okay.
He just sits there and shreds people. And there's something about that I love. Someone who's quick enough to actually think of like good insults. He's very, very funny. But I use Game Time to get those tickets.
Nice.
You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets for the next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Again, I just used it for a comedy show. I used it for 76ers. Pistons game. Pistons were disgustingly bad. Go, Sirs.
Everyone in this room is about to use them soon. Sirs play at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
We're all going. Everyone's going.
Yep. Sirs.
We should all go.
No, like, yeah, we
it,
are.
It oh, might yeah. cost us $10,000 to get tickets to
the cheapest seat was
so
$400.
Wait, who
oh,
is
Game
this?
Time will find
Pacers
the best
versus
person.
Yeah, Game Time.
Oh, the Sirs.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Wait. Can KB be part of the Sirs Nation?
Oh, absolutely. KB, how do you like small market teams? How do you feel about them?
Dude, I love Tyrese.
Tyrese Halliburton.
You're in.
The Pacers.
Yes, Sirs.
He passed it. We have to add him to the chat.
You're in.
Sirs Nation.
You're
in.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, we're going to have to use it, and those tickets are crazy, but easier to get through game time. They have all the last-minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals, all that stuff. It's easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. They're obsessed with finding you ways to save money on tickets. They have deals on tickets right up to the start of the event, even an hour after it started. It is the place to find last-minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsor deals on tickets for football, baseball, basketball, concert, comedy, theater, and more. With zone deals, you can pick the section, and Game Time picks the seats for an average of 18% savings. And the Game Time guarantee means that you always get the best price. If you have find tickets in the same row and same section for less, Game Time will credit you 110% the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Off the LCB codes. You notice that? Now, for the regular crew, we're off. No longer it's promo code LCB, it's promo code BRACKET.
Oh, wow.
We're big time.
Moving on. Harder to spell.
Yeah. More letters. Term supply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And welcome to Nikki.
Hey guys, sorry about that. I had to do some science.
Yeah, are we back to calling him Nikki?
Defending champion of
no,
the science.
No, yeah, stop
part.
That. Yeah, I don't think so this year. I think it face planted.
Yeah. Oh shit! Can Nick join Sirs Nation?
Nick, who's your favorite all-time Pacer? Actually, I think Nick was a Pacers fan.
I'm a Pacers fan.
Oh, his dad took him to Pacers games.
Oh, yeah. I went to a Pacers game a year. I grew up a Pacers fan.
Ooh.
What do you say, Bibbs?
I'm starting to notice an incredible overlap between our Pacers group chat and our Tungsten group.
It's almost like it's the same people.
Yeah, it's almost like it's the exact same people latching onto a new thing.
For the record, I'm a Danny Granger guy.
Oh, love
Hibbert?
Hallie for me. I'm a Halliburton guy.
Danny Oladipo.
Granger. Oladipo
yep.
era?
Yep. Danny Granger put the work when they were just kind of coming back from the Malice in the Palace. Kind of underrated. Love it.
Him and like Hansborough. Yeah.
Nicki Minaj lyric.
Danny Green.
Yep. The other O'Neal.
Jermaine
O'Neal. Yep.
Jermaine. Come on.
Yeah. Well,
they retired his number. Did they retire his number?
No.
I don't think
I
so.
Don't know.
Is he 21?
They did something. They did something kind to him. But I forget.
Something kind to him.
I've always been a big Jonathan Bender fan.
Sure. Jonathan Bender. Yep. Yep. I think he was. Is he their highest draft pick ever? Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. That might be an outrageous statement.
Bender. What a name. All right, let's get right into it. First,
Rick Smits might have been. Sorry.
No, hit it up with any
Sirs talk.
You interrupt the Sirs anytime you want. First matchup of the day, number 5 versus the number 12 seed. Number 5 seed is Dads, which I think is a powerhouse. Everyone loves good Dad, do we not?
Yeah. It's going to be a tough one to go against.
Dads versus the number 12 seed, Drake, who is kind of a deadbeat one, I guess.
I love Drake.
Yeah.
He's not a deadbeat.
Can we lump in the mythical Drake, small dragons?
Small fire-breathing dragons, yeah. They're pretty cool. You ever see a picture of a Drake?
No. I don't know much about dragons.
Dads versus Drake, the rapper. I think you could look around this room and figure out who submitted Drake pretty easily.
Huh. No.
No, actually.
No.
Interesting.
Was that sarcastic?
No, I thought it would be pretty easy to figure out who it would be.
We're all white.
I guess so.
Guess so?
KB.
You submitted Drake?
I did not submit Drake.
Rudy?
Tommy?
I submitted Drake.
Tommy.
I like Drake. Wow, big deal.
Well, we'll see if you like Drake more than Dads. Start with KB. Dads versus Drake.
So this is not your dad.
I think you can take it any way you want, really.
Yeah, I'm going to go Drake. I think he's provided me with more pleasure, more entertainment, and for a long time, since the dawn of social media, he's been consistently providing me entertainment, whether it's in the form of me laughing at him or enjoying his music and style. Drake.
Mm-hmm. There was an era where I posted like a Drake meme almost every day, because like the Drake memes of him being like kind of nerdy and weird, I really like.
On Degrassi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some fun with that.
Yeah.
We all got to, we are all typing Drake the type of dude.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. We all
Drake the type of dude to hold the little candle and have like the big sleepy garment thing.
Yeah, and yell, who's there at the top of the steps?
Yeah, it's funny. I loved when he wore the big Dada suit when he was like walking suspiciously through a lobby.
Yep.
Oh, and he did that turn?
Something, yeah. That
yeah,
one.
He did that weird turn.
Nick.
Drake is a huge pop culture blind spot for me. Clemmer brings these up all the time. I've somehow, I know like Hotline Bling and God's Plan, yeah, but I've completely missed the boat on Drake. I don't have any Drake songs saved.
But as a Twitter user, I think from 2012 to 2024, every year he's had a gigantic moment.
Yeah, but like that's
he's done an incredible job at staying relevant.
Definitely,
Definitely has.
And I think he's funny. And every clip I see of him is funny.
He was very funny on Sunday Convo.
Yes,
but like he's famous from his music, and I missed it. Right. I'll have to go Dad's here. I'm thankful for my pops. I've gotten a lot of content out of him for a hacky
Absolutely.
Joke. Yeah, I'll go Dad's, but it's not as strong. Is this the one or is this the five?
This is the five.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's not that strong. There's a lot of bad dads.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Dad's over Drake here.
Dad's over Drake. Vibzy?
I saw the movie Almost Famous for the first time ever this weekend.
Oh.
It's on my list to watch.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah.
Is it fantastic?
I like it a lot.
Very good. And the watchability on it, you could rewatch it a million times and you'd still enjoy it. Great soundtrack. But there's a Drake line. It's happening, Penny Lane, just like you said. And all of a sudden, that lyric clicked because Penny Lane is in the movie, mm-hmm. a character who says, it's happening, and I was like, holy fuck. So I just wanted to share that.
Major cinephile.
Thank you.
But I'm going to go with dads. Dads are awesome. Yeah. A funny dad. You go over to a friend's house when you're growing up, and he's just cracking jokes, and you're like, oh my god, this guy's so much better than my dad. I wish my dad was like this. So yeah, I'm going to go dads.
If a kid came over to your house and was like, your dad's the man, that felt good.
Oh yeah.
You probably got a lot of your dad's the man.
My dad overshadowed me.
Yeah.
He would hang out with my friends outside of me.
Yeah.
When we were like 12.
In what context?
He would like drive him to the Palace of Gold and like
really.
I was like, all right, I'll stay.
Palace of Gold.
Palace of Gold.
We live next to this giant Hare Krishna palace.
And then you would hang out there.
What does that
just
mean?
One of the most oddly placed things in the world.
Yeah, it's very strange. There's a bunch of wild peacocks and whatnot.
The Palace of Gold, and this is in West Virginia.
Yeah,
and you could
immaculate.
And you guys went there to hang out.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like the United States, but it's just kind of down the road.
Not even close.
Yeah,
it looks like down the road in the middle of West India.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
What the hell? What the fuck is this? Why is this here?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like more confusing than why Stonehenge is there.
This is crazy.
That's not real. Is this real?
Yeah, it's down the street. West Virginia has culture.
No, it's not down the street.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
That's down the street from where you guys, like, you have regular house in this place?
No.
You have to drive out into the woods a little bit. Yeah, down a windy road.
How close is it to the water treatment plant?
It would probably be a 20-minute drive.
Okay, yeah.
It's in Moundsville?
Yeah.
Why would you guys ever hang out there? This place looks amazing. I would be there all the
Moundsville
time.
Moundsville also has the penitentiary and then the Indian burial ground.
So it's a penitentiary, Indian burial ground, or Native American burial ground, and then an actual Indian place.
Here. Yeah, the Hare Krishna Palace. Yeah.
This is crazy.
Who says West Virginia doesn't have culture?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. You have a fucking Taj Mahal in the middle of West Virginia. This is insane.
That we do.
Should I tell? Yeah.
We really haven't brought that up enough.
Yeah, not enough.
It's so weird enough.
I want to go there so bad. It looks awesome.
It's super strange. You can rent a cabin.
You can rent a cabin on the grounds of the House of Gold?
Yeah.
There's history. There used to be like mass murders.
There were burials. Yeah. They would redirect the creek and bury a body where the creek would, and then undam and have the creek go back over top.
Genghis Khan.
That's cool.
That's kind of cool.
We gotta go on. Rent there. Watch a Sirs game.
That's a fun night.
The boys, a Hare Krishna cabin. Yeah.
You guys and like the Dalai Lama guys there.
I'm in.
Yeah. So they all have like buzzed heads except for like the little patch of hair on the back. Yeah.
Little patch of hair on the back?
Oh, yeah.
Like Von Miller?
Yeah,
I guess.
That was gross.
I was thinking like Ra's al Ghul in the Batman movies.
What was the story you were about to tell?
Let's move on.
No, I want to hear it so bad.
Well, you just said the word Taj Mahal, and
we'll cut it if we have to. I want to hear it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Growing up, I grew up in Nassau County, but right next to me was Queens, like literally two blocks away. And in Queens right there, a lot of Indians moved in, like a ton of Indians moved in, and they would knock down the old houses and they would build like, you know, like an Indian looking house. Like they build like a
they're white brick. They have they're walled. They share a backyard though.
Yeah,
yeah. And they you know,
was it in
I
Jamaica? There's a lot of Indians in Jamaica.
Jamaica Queens, basically.
Yeah, I went to a I went to an bridal shower in an Indian neighborhood.
Gold railings and you know what it like. It's a very distinct looking house.
They take walks at midnight, like family wide walks, late into the night.
I'm unsure about that, but I believe it. yeah, they and my parents or like family would always be like, oh, they're building like whenever, because like my parents grew up around there. They'd be like, oh, they're knocking down, they're building like Taj Mahals. Like Taj Mahals. And like, I just literally always thought that that was what the name of those houses were. And like, when I was in college, like my college roommate came to visit. And I was like, oh, yeah, like around here, they have a bunch of Taj Mahals. And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, well, like the Indian houses, they're called Taj Mahals. And he was like, no, they're not. And I was like, oh, like it was like a real like awakening moment of my own ignorance where I was like, no, I was raised to believe that they're called Taj Mahals.
Dude, I hate those moments. It's the worst when it's a word that you've never heard said out loud, but you've read, right? And like, you know the definition of it, but you've just never heard it spoken out loud. Yeah. You just say it completely wrong. And someone corrects you. That's I haven't happened to me in a while, but like I fear those moments a lot. Your pick, Tommy Smokes.
Yeah, I mean, my dad called them Taj Mahals. That's hilarious. So I have to go dad's here. No, I mean, look, I love Drake, but what I respect most about Drake is how he is as a father to Adonis. I think he's an unbelievable father. He's got a young budding rap career.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to my man like that. That's his number one song, Adonis. It's incredible.
I saw the music video playing basketball.
Yeah. It's sick. So Drake is nothing without him being a dad.
I'm not keyed in on enough, but I thought it was a problem trying to get him to become a dad of the kid. Am I crazy about that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of crazy bitches out there, Ken Jack. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have told.
No, he really needed it wrung out of him.
I'm sure a lot of girls have said, "Hey, Drake, I had your baby," and then they ended up being wrong. So I don't mind Drake needing to fucking check IDs at the door.
Who do you know here trying to get into his house? Clemmer.
Yeah, I'm with Nick. Shockingly, there, I completely missed the whole Drake thing. Like, I don't have.
There's still time.
I hear his music, but I don't like his music, but I also don't dislike it. It's weird.
I'm the same way, Clemmer.
If you look at his how many albums he's sold, it's insane. He's like one of the biggest. I mean, he's like right there with the Beatles and Elvis. Like, he's
better than the Beatles.
Mm. Well,
sales-wise.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But no, I mean, he's obviously insanely successful to like, and he's like Tommy said, he's been relevant for a long time. I mean, 15 years now? 20 years?
Probably about 15.
I feel like he's been around forever.
No,
even longer than that with Degrassi. Yeah. It just bothers me when people are like, oh, all Drake does is put out like popular music. It's like, that is a talent. Like, I understand what they mean where it's like, oh, it's like low common denominator or whatever. Like, he knows it's going to be a TikTok dance, but that's a talent in and of itself.
For
is
sure.
Being able
Should
to,
popular not even be a genre? Like, it has to achieve popularity.
Yes. Right. I never understood
it's popular
that.
Because Drake released it.
Yeah.
I think Drake loves being Drake. More than anything.
It must be pretty cool, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Being Drake, I imagine. I don't know.
Him also like kind of adapting the personalities of like who he's dating, like with Rihanna. He kind of like shifted to a Caribbean personality.
He was a little bit.
It was very funny. Great Drake.
One dance.
Yep.
So I haven't had a dad for 30 years. Been dead since 94. So I don't know. I'm going to go more, I guess, I'll go with dads, but I can't imagine this will go very far from me.
Mm-hmm. I will say, Clemmer, you have no worries. Your dad's in heaven because he's in 15 different religions. He picked right.
That's right.
He bet on all the horses.
Yeah, but then his son's like basically like an agnostic, so I don't think he is anywhere. I think we just go to sleep.
He bet on
over.
Every horse, man.
Did you have a good relationship with your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. He got sick. He got kind of, you know, he got sick when I was 9, so it was kind of a, it's a weird relationship, but yeah.
Mm.
Gotcha. And then he died when I was 14, so it was a weird relationship. Damn.
Mm.
But it was good. Before he got sick, it was very good.
The Pacers play tonight.
We can have adult conversations.
He got weird. You stopped fucking with him when he got sick.
No,
your whole vibe just switched up.
No, when people get sick in their 40s, they get very angry, which is understandable. But
yeah.
Agreed. Not much fun for the family.
he was so angry about it.
He was pissed. Yeah, he understandably. Like I said,
we got one for Drake coming in.
Oh yeah,
one for Drake.
Drake versus dads. This is get one more for Drake.
One more for Drake. It would still be dads.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'll give you the chance, Rudy.
This Drake versus dads.
Drake versus dads?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is tricky because his most famous quote, one of them is, "You can always bet on fatherhood."
Ooh. Yeah, but you the fact that you knew a Drake quote that wasn't in a song. you're going to go Drake.
Yeah, I'm going to go Drake.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah, too.
What does that quote mean? You can always bet on fatherhood.
I don't know. What does that mean?
It made no sense. It was during Sunday conversation.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It makes perfect sense. You can always bet on fatherhood.
But you can't. People don't have dads.
But you literally can't.
Clipper's dad.
Yeah. What happened? What happened to that bet? If I make that bet in 1995, what happens?
Look, I'm not. You know, he said it, not me.
All right. Fair enough.
Drake is going to move on. Dads is going to move on. Next matchup, we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is Dips. I love this one. Dips are great. And when you think about it more and more, like a lot of things.
Like ranch dips or a dill dip.
Like a ruffle
and a fucking dill dip.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
French onion dip.
Buffalo chicken dip. Spinach dip. Artichoke dip. Tommy.
Are we counting salsa? Is salsa a dip?
Salsa is a dip.
Queso is a dip.
Strong.
Yep, Dips, number 4 seed. I seeded it high for a reason, fellas. And that's going up against number 13 seed, Dens. I really like this one, too. It depends on if you didn't call it like a living room or something. I called it Dens growing up. I love it because it just implies like a little sense of family.
Well, I had a den in a living room.
That's my understanding.
I had a living room and a rec room.
Yeah, they call it different things depending on where you grew up.
The rec room would be the den.
Really? Yeah,
yes. Depending on where you...
I think of a den is like a manly like a den.
Yeah.
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 A den is like below, like you take steps down to it, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My den was on my...
Well, it depends on if you're like a high ranch. If you're a high ranch, the den is definitely down below.
I think a den is also an office, right? Your den just needs a leather chair.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's really it.
Wood paneling of some kind.
A brown field.
Yeah, where your dad keeps his gun.
Yeah.
Brown for
den. I think of secrets.
Yeah, there's always secrets in the den.
Oh, yeah.
That's where every like wife catches the husband's, gets his receipts.
I feel like you build forts infidelity in the den as a kid, probably.
Yeah. What?
You built forts in the den.
Yeah, the den is where my dad took calls and smoked his pipe.
Yeah. The den is where the kids all hung out. Like if you had a summer party, it's in the den.
Oh no, yeah. Mr. Brady from the bunch, he would have his own den to go do work. I think
that's not the office. That's the office.
Let's not get confused with man.
Is that a room in Clue?
I don't think so.
For those in the UK,
I don't think so.
But I like den is a great way. I think that, weirdly enough, like your description of it being brown, I think is dead on.
I think it's
Hunter Green.
Oh no, that's an office.
You're thinking of an office.
Forest Green.
If you, in the 80s, think, it was all wood panel.
You might be thinking of an office.
I think I'm thinking of an office.
This might be a dark lair, maybe, where like a man cave.
Just dark and homey.
To me, a man cave, that was usually a basement, but yeah, you could have a man cave and a den.
All right.
I never had a den.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't either.
So Dips versus Dens. Start with you, Clemmer.
By the way, this whole conversation does not bode well for Dens. I'm going to go Dens. I have good memories as a kid growing up and playing board games, hanging out, summer parties, whatever. We'd all hang out in the den.
Mm-hmm. Your TV is in the den.
And I also don't like cheese, so I don't have a ton of dips, but I do like salsa.
I feel like you definitely fuck with dips, don't you?
I'll have the French onion, but then I'll get sick, but it tastes so good.
you get sick from the French onion?
I don't know, the creamy. There's I don't know.
The dairy of the cream.
Yeah,
yeah true. Yeah.
That's what happens.
One for Dens, Tommy.
I gotta go dips here. I mean, elevate everything. Elevate. I'm not going to eat chips without dip. A French onion dip. Like a buffalo chicken dip. Oh, my God.
Versatile word, too. If you think about it, like, not even that dip. There's also, like, dip, like, in your mouth.
That's what I thought you meant initially.
Right. Then there's also, like, I'm leaving. I'm going to dip. There's a lot of dip.
You're forgetting pate as well.
Also, like, going down. It's a dip. It took a dip.
Yeah. There's a versatile word.
Versatile.
What about a dip in sauce?
A dipping sauce. That's a dip.
Okay. All right.
You get, you know, chicken nugget, get some fucking...
Like the barbecue or the hot sauce.
That counts. That's a dip. So I'm going dips here.
Dips are good.
One for dip. Vibsy? Mm.
Den. I did not have a den growing up. Oh, no. I'm not betting den, but I'm just saying den. Tommy Moorhead, coolest kid out of school, had a den. I went over to his house, spent the night one time. So fucking cool. His parents like, the den. Loved it. But a dip? Putting your chip into a... 5-layer dip.
Yeah.
But then finding out there's a 6th and 7th layer. It's a 7-layer dip.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going dip.
Going dip. That's a that description just made me so hungry. Nick.
So you know the Taco Bell 7-layer burrito? I think they count the tortilla as one of the layers, which I think is a little fucked up.
Yeah, that shouldn't count.
The Earth's crust, like the wouldn't like the topsoil, you know.
Yeah, you gotta count that.
Still
a layer.
Vibs just instantly beat me in the argument with a really sound logic. I concede.
The Earth's crust.
I concede. That's New York versus Chicago.
Done. Nick?
I just got buried.
in the Earth's crust.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Fuck.
Oh, shit. Take that, Windy City Mafia.
Shit.
No, you're in the mantle at this point.
You got to go. You got to go dips here, man. I made a 7-layer dip New Year's party. Kyle, did you have it?
It was so good.
Mm-hmm. And I put it in that aluminum tray.
What were the
layers? Refried beans, pico, cheese.
You need a good chip for that.
Sour cream. I got a Tostito scoop. I only helped make it, but that doesn't matter. It was delicious. It was a fan favorite, and that felt good. Dips are great. Dips are great.
Have you guys had late July chips?
Late July chips?
I think it's the name of the brand of tortilla chip. It's really damn good. I started with them recently. They're amazing. You guys try them.
I'm a hint of lime man myself, but yeah, dips are great. I've been getting dips as appetizers a lot lately.
Mm. Late July. I like that. That's like a great time of year.
Yeah. KB?
Yeah, dips will take a food item from a 5 to a 9. I would pay money to go to like a dip museum with a blank, with a sack of plain chips and try like 100 different dips.
That's an incredible idea.
Right. If I'd call it
I don't know if museum is the right.
Not museum. It's like a stand-up buffet style.
A dip buffet.
Right.
Yeah, there's 100 different dips. You got a bunch of plain
You have like a cat burglar bag of dip.
Or even a binder of chips.
A binder of chips.
That's an amazing idea.
I'm in a pimento phase.
You're in pimento?
Oh, my God.
And lest we forget au jus. That takes the French dip from a boring sandwich to a top-tier sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Damn right. Rudy?
It's a no-brainer. It's dip.
It's absolutely dip. No question.
It's got to be dip.
Den's.
I feel like Den's, you know, kind of fell off. When was the last time? I don't know when the last time I encountered a Den was. It's clearly dip.
I think you're right about that. Dip is going to move on. Next matchup, the number 8 versus the 9. I said we wouldn't do it whenever we do letter ones, but I feel like I had to. Double D's. I just saw it, and I'm like, double D's is going to have to make it. Some sort of titty one is going to have to make it onto here. Plus, it's an alliteration. It's two different D things. I have to put it on there. And that's up against the number 9 seed, Doctors. One that we might not think about too much, maybe, but one we should be maybe more thankful for. So double D's versus Doctors. Rudy.
One vote for double D's.
Double D's. It is a bit tricky, though, because Doctors are a supply of double D's in this current age we live in.
You forgot. Rudy forgot about natties.
Oh,
Rudy forgot about natties. Holy shit, dude.
Just blissfully ignorant to natties.
Oh, my God.
This is a retro thing.
Oh, my God.
A boobies still.
Yeah, yeah.
Boobies still, double D's, KB.
Yeah, I don't want to live in a world where I have to deal with another clip of me rhapsodizing about breasts on Twitter. So I will go doctors, especially surgeons.
Specifically surgeons, Nick.
Double D's, too big.
Okay.
Yeah,
that could be argued.
That was a rough one.
It's the perfect size. It's the smallest I'll take.
No, no. It depends on the frame, and if it makes the woman feel more beautiful, then go ahead.
Boo!
I'm going doctors.
Two for doctors. Sorry.
Yeah.
Two for doctors, one for double D. Vibsy?
Haven't been to the doctor in years. Don't trust them. Double D's, when you're fucking and those things are flopping around, that makes me believe there's a God.
Oh, God, double D's tied up.
Yeah, I really didn't want to just be like, we're going to move double D's over. But I can't. I mean, who would I be if I don't choose double? I mean, but I also really like
you're
going
a hypochondriac.
To
doctor. You're full of shit.
A tit-loving hypochondriac.
Yeah, it's the worst nightmare.
I'm in a fucking rock and a hard place right now. But, like, I don't like going to the doctor. I appreciate the doctor.
But you like the feeling after the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Not always. Sometimes I get more nervous. I just got a fucking press.
No, but you like the feeling when you were,
between a rock and a hard place, and my hard place is rock hard thinking about double D's.
Hello. All right, double D's it is.
Double D's. 3-2 in favor of double D's.
Yeah, it's doctors. I mean,
boring.
What
about a doctor with double D's?
Oh, no, I mean, God. Doctors.
You're
just
saying that because double D's would collapse your rib cage.
They
if
would
you were laid upon.
So you're saying basically, you're basically saying you'd rather fuck a doctor than
no,
a
that's
double
not
D's.
What I'm
that's
saying.
Basically what you're saying.
I'm saying no. I didn't like that.
Wait, Tommy, you said you'd rather fuck a doctor
no,
than a girl.
No, basically
did
saying
you know
you'd rather fuck a doctor than a girl with double D's.
You'd rather fuck a doctor or a girl.
There's the double D's is not the only size. There's many great sizes. Mm-hmm. Doctors, meanwhile, save they prolong our lives. They help save our lives. If you don't pick doctors, you're a moron. I mean, you're just dumb.
I want to die happy.
All right, then we're tied up. Double D's and doctors. I feel like doctors get knocked out by whatever wins the next one, so I'll go double D's to keep it interesting, just to see how they fare in the next one.
Oh, catch up.
Yeah, that's why you did
it. Keep it interesting.
I want to see how it fares versus the winner.
See, babe, I said it was to keep it interesting.
Excuse me,
babe,
I just
want to
see how your double
it.
D's fare here.
That's going to go up against, I can't wait to make that graphic, by the way. That's going up against the number one seed versus the Cheyenne game winner. Start with the Cheyenne options. First being dragons. A lot of people had different types of dragons. We'll just put all that in. Includes drakes, which you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, but would it include wyverns?
Yes, absolutely. All are counted underneath it. If you breathe fire and a reptilian in nature, you are kind of
so
a dragon.
So griffin as well?
No.
No, that has a face of a bird, does it not?
That's bird and lion.
Yeah, bird, lion, and snake at the end.
Are you confused? Maybe hippogriff?
I just
hippogriff,
had a fundamental
chimera?
Understanding of what a griffin was.
Did not I don't, okay,
it.
Okay.
It's like a flying bird, isn't it?
I thought it was a
griffin's half lion, half eagle.
I thought it was like a smaller dragon.
No,
that's a drake.
Yeah,
that's a drake.
Dave, the TV show from Little Dicky, was added on here. Great show.
I love that show.
It's fine.
Dice. Someone put Dinkelberg from Fairly Odd Parents. Mm-hmm. Great callback option. Dinosaurs, dressing as in for salad, and then a couple interesting ones that I don't totally understand. Dinga Dinga.
All right. All right, let's have fun.
Yes,
with these.
That's what everybody comments on Maresh's Instagram posts.
Oh, okay. I did not put that together. So Dinga Dinga is one. Dijon.
It's the written out term of the song by Punjabi NC. Dinga 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 Dinga.
Yep.
An anthem.
Dijon mustard was one. That one I understand. Ooh. I get a great mustard.
Dijon mustard is really good.
And the DuPont registry. What is that?
Is that the drugs?
That was me.
Yeah.
The DuPont Registry is my favorite magazine. As a kid, I loved the DuPont Registry. It's just a magazine of cars.
Oh, okay. Huh. I think I remember that.
So we can take that one off the list to that after that resounding silence. I just love the DuPont Registry.
I've never seen this before.
I mean, what did you think everyone's going to be like, "Oh, the fucking DuPont Registry."
He beat me to it. I said that first.
How is that not a one seed?
This is just like the most, it's every single, I'm looking at just like the DuPont Registry, every single one is just the same exact thing, just a slightly different car. This is,
yeah,
it actually does look kind of cool.
Oh, Auto Trader, I ain't got this month.
Yeah, like
it
literally,
is
yes.
Cool. It is cool.
And then also darts, as in cigarettes, which, fair enough. So again, we'll run through it again. Dragons, Dave, Dice, Dinkelberg Dinosaurs, Dressing for Salad, Darts, Dinga Dinga, Dijon mustard and the DuPont registry. Rudy, which one do you want to see move on to face the one seed?
It's a two horse race. It's tough. Dragons and Dinga Dinga to me are the most impactful.
Mm-hmm.
I have much more of a, I don't know a dragon. I'm much closer to the Dinga Dinga universe. I'm in that orbit. So because of that and my closeness to it, I'm going to go Dinga Dinga.
One for Dinga Dinga, KB.
And it's not just the song. It's just the, it's sort of like it's like a credo.
Fair enough.
In a way.
Yeah, it's between Dinga Dinga and dinosaurs for me. I don't think we as a society, as adults, don't appreciate, and I don't think we're as awestruck as we should be by the existence of dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. And
you
how
do
big
stop
and
caring
cool
about
they
that
were.
Yeah.
When you become
not
an adult.
True.
For the most part, I feel like dinosaurs is, you think about a lot more as a kid.
The popularity falls off when you hit like 12.
Mm. Yeah.
But they're so fascinating still. Yeah. Even more so now that like we actually grasp that they were real.
Yeah.
Could you lump dragons in with dinosaurs?
Fuck no.
I'm not a... No.
No. No.
Why not?
Absolutely not. Dragons are fake. Dragons are fantasy. I don't like that fantasy stuff.
Yeah,
dinosaurs
but Clemmer,
are real.
How did multiple cultures have dragons in their
That's
history
true.
And they've never interacted?
Lizards, breathing fire. I don't think it's that creative, is it?
It's for multiple different...
Is it that crazy of a thought?
But why did everyone choose? First of all, they're not lizards. They're fucking huge.
Do we think that dragons are real? Is that what we're insinuating?
I don't think they were.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they blew fire.
No.
I think dragons.
I think you could say for certain they weren't real. But
yeah, dragons are
interesting.
Not.
I mean, how do we know? And I'm not purposely. No. I'm being serious here. How do we know any of the dinosaurs didn't breathe fire?
That's kind of why I said lump them together. They could have. Yeah. They could have.
Like, is there?
Would they have a special like body part that would expound the fire? You know what I mean?
I don't
like
know
they
how
probably
it
would
works.
Have seen that in the.
I think the movie Reign of Fire had the dragons like breathing a gas, and then they could also like spark under their tongue, and that's what made the fire.
I don't think dragons always breathe fire because nothing else
and
breathes fire.
And we exhale gas.
Didn't we? Yeah.
Nothing else is like dinosaurs.
Mining, right?
Kind of. Yeah, there are. Some things are kind of like dinosaurs. Nothing breathes fire.
There's nothing like a T-Rex out there.
But
no, but like you can see, you can kind of get the gist.
We have lizards that like squirt blood out of their eyes at creatures for defense. Assuming some of them can make.
But fire is different than blood. We have blood in us. We don't have fire in us.
Yeah, but some have
fire is a whole different.
You've got no fire in
you. Bro.
You have no fire.
No.
Yeah. Some of them, I mean, cows have methane in them.
Mm-hmm. So do we.
So do we.
Yeah. But we don't.
That's a very combustible gas.
I don't know. I'll say this for the record. I don't think anything has walked the earth that has breathed fire on its own. Absolutely
I think
not.
So too,
I will own that statement too. You can quote me on that.
So are you going to go with dinosaurs, KB?
Yeah, I'm going dinosaurs.
One for dinos, Nick.
Dinosaurs easily. Love dinosaurs. My biggest tattoo, I believe, is a Stegosaurus.
Really?
You believe? Mm-hmm. You're not sure?
Huh?
You're not sure?
Oh yeah, you do.
I believe it's the biggest tattoo I have. Love dinosaurs. Was obsessed with dinosaurs as a kid. The only toys I played with. They're incredible. And yeah, people, you age out of liking dinosaurs, which is insane because they, like Kyle said, they're awe, and they make you feel awe. They make you feel wonder.
Yeah, and it is crazy because like it is like a mythical creature, except they were real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it has mythical status to us as kids, where we're like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
As kids, I lumped them in with dragons and the like, and leprechauns. Mm. But now, like, oh wow, yeah, dinosaurs are a part of the Earth's history.
Mm-hmm.
And are they multicolored like pop culture depicts them to be, like purple and orange?
No. I think a lot of them were feathered.
A lot of feathers.
Feathered.
Velociraptor was.
Velociraptor was covered in feathers.
All the better.
Pterodactyl.
So Tyrannosaurus Rex had feathers.
I think a lot.
No, but it wasn't as cool as you thought.
Oh. So, no, they were green and pink and different colors.
They're pink?
Yeah.
That's like the worst like
they
adaptation
had leathery
of all time.
Skin. Yeah.
I feel.
That's what I imagined.
Yeah.
Yes.
Feathers are cool, though. I didn't expect.
A lot of feathers. That's what everyone says.
A lot of feathers.
Raptors had a lot of feathers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you're going with dinosaurs, Nick. Vibzy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to go dinosaurs. I thought about it, but dressing? Mm-hmm. Dressing? Salads suck. Dressing is the only good part about a salad. So dressing gets me through a salad.
Dressing
I'm going to go dressing.
Kind of sauce the more I'm thinking
a
about it.
A good balsamic.
It is. It is.
It's not a dip, though.
True.
Not a dip.
Yeah. Not a dip.
It can be.
Good.
I'll
dip
Cheez-Its in Italian dressing.
Yeah, well, that's weird.
I'm not. It's definitely weird.
Wait, you'll dip cheese?
I mean, anything can be. Oh. Fucking soda can be a dip then. Like anything can be a
dip. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. No, but I do it.
Designed
I
as a dip is what we're looking for.
Yeah, that's fair. It's fair. I'm just saying.
It's a dressing. It dresses the salad.
Yeah.
You don't dip the salad into the dressing.
That's fair. I hate dressing on the side when people do that. That's
psychotic. I don't like that either. Do it for me.
Mix it in. Tommy?
I just really like the show Dave by Little Dicky. I just really like it's maybe my favorite show currently on. I like it a lot. I like the music in it. You know.
You said it's the character you've related to the most on a television show.
Did I say that?
You have, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. He encapsulates what it's like to be a white male better than anyone I've ever seen on TV.
I think I recently, I don't know, you've probably seen this, his like cipher, whatever they call it, when they do like the XXL thing with like the freshman class.
Yeah.
Like it was him and then Panda and then a couple other, not who's the Panda guy, Designer?
Designer, yeah.
And a couple other people, and he was the only competent rapper out of the whole group. And because I just constantly forget, he's a legitimate great
he's a
rapper.
Great rap. Like he just put out a new album that was really good. You know, sometimes the dick stuff's a little much for me. But I think it's just a really fucking good show.
The Brad Pitt Chinese accent made me laugh very hard in that recent season. That killed me. So one for Dave. Right now, the winner is Dinos with 2 votes so far, Clemmer.
Yeah, I'm good with dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are
hell yeah.
Jurassic Park's awesome. Dinosaurs are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Dinosaurs are good.
So dinos are going to go up against another animal, dogs. Pretty obvious one seed one, where if we can't have Dave Portnoy out, but again, we're going for the second best thing that starts with D. So dinos versus dogs. Clemmer.
Yeah, I'll try not to cry. I had to put my dog down last weekend.
Wait, what?
Sorry, Clemmer.
Yeah, damn. Wakefield.
No.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Is old. That's
14 and a half. Yeah. Just really, really tough. But he's an awesome dog. He's like my best friend. He's with me like when moments are, you know, they're with you all the time. They're with you when things are going great. They're with you when things are shitty. You come home from a bad day, a good day, whatever. They're always there, happy to see you. Dogs are the ultimate friend. I love Wakefield so much. Dog's easy for me.
RP Wakefield, that's a great dog.
Great dog.
Oh, great dog name too.
Yes.
He was the best. He was 14 and a half, so it definitely was his time. There was no I probably waited too long probably.
Name Wakefield?
Yeah, after Wakefield.
Who also passed, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a great
that's weird.
Not a great few months for Wakefield. Wakefield.
Damn, very sorry, Clemmer.
Thank you. Wakefield dog was incredible. You great dog. But like I said, it was his time, 14 and a half. Mm-hmm. Definitely was his time.
What do you call it? What's your Melfi, right?
Melfi. Melfi.
Two great dogs.
Yeah, I have a golden retriever named Melfi. She's almost four. She's doing great. And thank God we have another dog. It just makes it easier because we had to like you got to like throw out their stuff. It's so heartbreaking. At least you have another dog. You're not throwing everything out. You don't feel as. But last weekend it was a lot of tears.
Mm-hmm. RIP to Wakefield. Yes. Tommy?
I think I'm going to fucking choose dinosaurs after that. Jesus. Dogs.
Bibsy?
If dinosaurs were waiting on you when you got home, I'd pick dinosaurs, but dog.
Dog?
Yep.
Nikki?
No better feeling than coming home to a dog. Unconditional love, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going dog.
Dog? KB?
Yeah, my cat has changed my life for the better more than I ever could have imagined, and I just think if it would just ever even showed an inch or an iota of love back to me, how rewarding that would be. So I can, just based on how I know a dog would feel as a pet, I'm gonna go dog.
Fair enough. Rudy?
Dog.
That's an easy one. All right, before we get to the other half of the bracket, let's hear from our second sponsor of the day, Factor. I love when we get Factor as a sponsor because it's one of my favorite ones we have. Legitimately incredible meal service. Like, we talk about it all the time with like all the other ones that are out there and all that stuff. Like, Factor is legit. You put it in your microwave 2.5 minutes, and it is as if someone just literally made the meal right in front of you. It tastes that good. And it's not bullshitting. Like, dead serious. If I could eat nothing but Factor the rest of my life, that's what I would do.
I had a shrimp and steak one, and it was incredible.
Good portions. Good everything. Everything about it is great.
We had Factor before they were even a sponsor.
Yes. Like,
we had Factor at my house before that. That's
exactly. Get started on your resolutions with Factor so that you're ready for the new year. Factor is ready-to-eat meal delivery. It takes the stress out of meal planning and lets you set up for success in the new year. You can skip grocery stores, prep work, cooking fatigue, and instead get chef-catered, dietitian-approved meals delivered directly to your door with over 35 meals to choose from per week. That includes options like keto, calorie-smart, vegan, and veggie, plus more, plus over 55 weekly add-ons. You get a ton of nutritious and flavorful options to kickstart your resolutions. There's shakes, the smoothies.
Delicious.
Unreal. The smoothies are so good.
They're my favorite part.
Yes.
The juices, the smoothies.
I've been a smoothie guy forever, and that's the best. If I didn't have to chew food ever again, I wouldn't.
It's weird, too, because like, you think like in my brain, I'm like, oh, smoothies need to be made like right before you eat, you drink them, whatever. But like, they are packaged, sent to you, and they're still amazing. After days in the fridge, too. It's crazy. Stress less over mealtimes in the new year. Factors no prep, no less mess meals. Free up time otherwise spent shopping, cooking, and cleanup. No more wasting time in the kitchen. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off. Shout out to Factor. We love you guys. All right, other half of the bracket. First matchup, number 6 versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed is Deli's. Deli's is a very strong one.
That's a good one.
Very strong one. That's going.
I feel like this is going to be a New York bubble one, though.
Yep.
It might be, but I mean, Bodega would be more the bubble thing. Deli's exist. I agree. Yeah, and that's going up against number 11 seed Dunks. We've talked about Dunks a lot on this show before. We're all big fans of dunking in general. Wish we could do it. Love to watch it. So dunking versus Deli's. Start with you, Rudy.
I guess I'll be in the minority here, but I've never found dunking to be that remarkable. I think it's cool. But in the whole wide world of sports, I don't find it to be that.
It's
not a rare event.
The players for being that tall, you're going to be able to just jump up a little bit and put it in.
Yes, that's how I feel. Nate Robinson was the only time I really gave total respect to dunking because it was like he was jumping like an ant, like 34 times his body size.
It's yeah, cool that's a weird comparison. It's coolest that's when it's miraculous. Unexpected. Like when you're a kid,
yeah.
When a kid in your class dunks for the first time, it's awesome. Like Nate Robinson was awesome because he's 5'5 or whatever. Like I agree, it's not like cool when fucking Dwight Howard dunks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and to me, Delis are incredible and very important to the success of the United States. So I'm going to go Delis. Mm-hmm.
Delis, KB.
Yeah, delis were just, for the convenience sake, I've had some very mediocre and downright horrible meals from delis in New York. I think they are a bit overrated on that end. But
not going to the right delis.
Yeah, no, everyone tells me that. But I loved them, getting, you know, snack, nicotine, drink, smoothie.
Are we also counting delis in, like, bagel. Supermarkets, too?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or only like the deli as we know it in New York, which is more of like a standalone store.
I was thinking the store. But
I mean, well, I was thinking like an Italian deli. You walk in,
oh, like a sandwich place.
Yeah, like super sod hanging from the fucking ceiling.
Yeah,
and
those
like,
are a treat. Yeah,
yeah, and like they got a bunch of stuff out. You know, you got a potato salad out, some chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
Oh, their chicken cutlets are good too.
A little pasta salad.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Stuff for a barbecue too, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
we've talked about it before. It's like a dream to have like a sandwich named after me in a deli. That's like
you might. There's some place in New Jersey that has a bunch of Barstool sandwiches.
Really? Probably not me. I'll be honest. Might be KB and Nick and you, but that's probably the stretch of it.
No,
there's a Rudy in there.
I would have eaten me.
Oh, I would have scarfed you down.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick,
I would have eaten you. Yeah.
KBLT.
Oh man,
I would have been pissed.
Why?
What a disgrace! And I won't say it.
That's the perfect sandwich.
Those are all add-ons.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it. It's you're using ingredients.
Wait, that is a good point.
Bacon isn't my favorite protein. Not even top 10 to have on a sandwich.
It's a sandwich
and then
of
lettuce
add-ons.
And tomato. That's automatic. Yeah, I'm gonna get that on any sandwich.
But it's like a nice, crisp, refreshing sandwich. It's light.
It is crisp and refreshing.
We're talking about crisp
and it's a perfect like a summer night sandwich.
Yes, it's a great lunch.
Mm-hmm. I would take 100 grilled cheeses on my team.
But that's heavy. Like, the BLT is nice and light. Like, you don't feel like
bacon, mayo, bread.
Yeah, but that's better without the more processed meat
on top
of it.
It's not for me. I want, I want more meat, more cheese.
There's no meat.
Any cheese.
Mm. Grilled cheese, there might not be meat.
That's just
definitely
bread and
not.
Cheese.
Yeah.
But that's how much I like cheese
I
on
like
a sandwich.
I like ham and a grilled cheese.
I think you need cheese on a sandwich.
It's a ham and cheese.
Yeah.
No, it's not a grilled
cheese.
It's melted.
It's a grilled
cheese.
Ham and cheese.
I think if you make a grilled cheese and you put ham on, it's grilled cheese territory. It's no longer a ham and cheese
still
sandwich.
Grilled cheese with ham.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would the other sport equivalent be of dunking? Like a double? A single
grand
like
slam.
What?
Like, would it?
Really?
No, you're right. It's not.
You'll have like 4 grand slams a year.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck,
if you're a good team,
Christ,
I'm
good point.
One now, but.
They're a dime a dozen.
And then the dunk contest is cool.
That is kind of cool.
Delis. Yeah, I'm going with the convenience here.
It's got to be
Delis. Yeah, I'm going to go Delis. I'm going to go Delis.
3 for Delis.
The dunk contest, I'm with you, Nick, is cool, but I'm a little tired. Like, they've done every dunk you can do. we've run out of stuff.
It hasn't been going like 10 years.
Mm.
But a dunk in the middle of the game just brings the crowd into it. Yeah. So I got to go dunk. A steal and a dunk. Yeah, a fast break. Oh, yeah, it's a dunk.
I think when the other team has to call a timeout because you dunked it so hard, that has got to be the best feeling.
Yep. Crowd's erupting. Everyone's on their feet. I there's so many people in New York being like, oh, man, you got to try my deli. And it's just it's ass.
Yeah, agreed.
Don't let Glenny Balls hear you say that about my hero.
Glenny Balls has said that before. I've heard him over say, like, oh, everyone has to go to my deli. It's the best. And I'm like, all right.
Is it just the deli that you grew up closest to? Like, what's a good deli? The one right across from the office in New York, is that a good deli?
No.
No.
There's one a couple blocks away that was great.
It was ass? I would go get a chicken salad sandwich from there like every day.
That did the trick.
That to me was a bodega more than a deli.
Yes, I agree.
Oh.
Oh, I don't
I don't know the difference.
I eat there, but it's just
bodega's more a convenience store. Yeah, right. Deli is more meat centric, food centric or is
it's
the
like
priority.
Food first.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't think I've ever been to a deli. I think I have to go dunking.
There's an incredible deli in Astoria. I wish I could think of the name of it. That it's just it's perfect. It has everything right.
So he swapped up. It's now 2-2. Tommy?
Yeah. Delis, yeah. I mean, maybe it is, you know, obviously there's a lot of Long Island, more like than the rest of America, but Yeah, a good deli. I mean, but even a bad, I don't know, I fucking love deli. I mean, yeah, I am thinking of like, you know, when I went to Fordham and like you walk into delis on Arthur Avenue and you just smell all the Italian food, the cured meats, the cheese. It's heaven. It's heaven on earth. Dunking, yeah, I agree. Dime a dozen. I'm going to go delis.
3-2 in favor of dunking.
Yeah, favorite delis.
Sorry, in delis. Yeah,
correct. Yeah, delis. Dunking is. I mean, a great dunk if Shaq dunks and it takes the whole backboard down. That's exciting. But like, how often does that happen? Like, average dunk means nothing to me. A good deli, you can go get cold cuts for the week. You can get stuff for dinner. You can get stuff. You've got lunch spot. Delis are a great deli is so amazing. Delis mm-hmm. in a walk.
Delis is going to move on. Next matchup. Number 3 seed. Someone submitted Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh.
Okay.
Wasn't me, but I fucking love it.
Diners, Drives, and Dives. Yeah. And I liked it, so I'm adding it in. And that's going to get number 14 seed Dumplings. No, was not me, promise. I start with you, Clemmer.
So I need clarification here. Are we talking about the actual show or the actual things of a diner slash both, a drive-in? So all those things count.
I think the show plus all three.
I think you got to just do the show here because you can't just lump three things in together as one entry.
Four things, technically. The show plus the three.
I was thinking it's just the show.
Well, it's just the show.
Yeah.
So it's just the show.
Just the show.
Dumplings, I don't like it because it's something inside of something, and I don't like that, so I won't eat that. So I'm going to go with the show, even though the show is at best fine. It's okay. It's fine. I have nothing against it. I don't. I would never seek it out.
Okay.
The show is a cultural phenomenon. I'm sure I've said this on here before, but every summer, me and my parents would go on a summer vacation. We went to see a Yankee game, a presidential museum, and we would hit as many diners, drives, and dives places as we could. Oh. My dad had this app on his phone. You get to a new city, pull it up. It shows you anywhere that guy has been, diners, drives, and dives. Went to a lot of great places. Blue Plate Diner, Porky's Barbecue, Moochie's Meatballs, and hell, that's just Salt Lake City.
that is literally the last city I thought you would say.
Yeah. And that's just Salt Lake City. So Jesus. Tip of the iceberg. You go there, you see what guy got. It's exciting. And he always hits. I think it embodies good food places, unique places. It's a fun little thing when you're on vacation. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
If you could nominate a place from your hometown for Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? Or your local place?
I always would think about that. And I never really... There was never really that good of a one.
Mine would be Oakeny Diner. It's an all-timer for me. I mean, Indiana?
I was just trying to think about that.
I've been to one in Indiana, right outside Zionsville. Forget what it was called. Some breakfast place.
That narrows it down, I think.
It's like might have had women as the logo.
Oh, Three Sisters? Three Sisters Cafe?
It might have been
I think they closed.
Jesus. Vibsy?
Chicken dumpling soup. Does that count for dumplings?
Yeah, the dumpling and a chicken dumpling soup.
It definitely does.
Okay, well, I've been... It's soup season, and I've been eating chicken dumpling soup every weekend. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. But one time, I went out to Colorado to visit my friend and his wife, and I was a little hungover. And I didn't really want to do anything. And they're like, hey, we're going to get breakfast at a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives place or whatever. Ooh. And I was like, I couldn't have gotten out the door fast enough. It's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dive. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Debt? Whatever the fuck
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah. Guy Fieri.
I just looked it up. It was Three Sisters.
Three Sisters Cafe, baby.
Yeah, and I might have got these pancakes.
They went out of business. Two of the sisters.
Damn.
Two of the sisters killed one of the other sisters.
Really?
What?
Really?
What?
No, that's a lie. That's a lie.
God damn it.
3-0 in favor of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Nick?
I lived in Columbus for 4 years. That's where Guy Fieri's from.
Really?
Yeah. And I went... I think so.
He is.
I went to...
They're going to name it Flavortown.
Were they?
When it was like controversial that it was...
Columbus,
Ohio?
Flavortown. Yeah.
There was a poll and everything.
Everyone wanted to be flavored. God. Yeah.
And
Columbus eked it out.
How did the poll go? Was it?
It was maybe like one of those petitions that never do anything.
Okay.
I went to one of the places. I don't want to put the restaurant on blast that he went to. Reviewed so highly. Dog shit, poo poo, pee you yuck.
Oh, no.
You caught
disgusting,
him on a bad day.
Sloppy. And I think he cooked the books for his hometown. Really, really, really fucking bad. I've never felt worse after a meal. Dumplings, I can't eat due to my affliction.
Wait, so is it confirmed?
That I can't have dumplings?
Celiac or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Like a year ago.
Welcome to a year ago, brother.
Wait, who was it that was saying they weren't sure?
That was Dana last week.
Dana,
that's right. Never mind.
I miss dumplings.
He's just hungover.
He's drinking tons of beer.
I drank 30 beers. Why does my stomach hurt?
Yeah. I must be allergic. I get really sick when I drink 50 beers. Yeah.
Tommy, that was a really good Dana. I like thought he was just yelling from outside.
Yeah, that was
But out of spite from that dog shit meal, I'm going dumplings.
One for dumplings, 3-1, KB.
I agree. I think diners in general are overhyped a lot. I think it's those big menu restaurants. There are a lot of times everything is mediocre.
I don't disagree with that.
Really?
There is an appeal to
I thought you'd have my back on that.
There's an appeal. There's like an aesthetic appeal and a vibe appeal.
I like the ceramic coffee cups that have like the last woman's lipstick on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the look.
You go there for the vibe more than the food, I think.
Yeah.
I'm never like, oh my God, that was an amazing meal when I leave a diner.
Great soup, typically, like a good like chicken.
If your calling card is great soup. Great.
No, but every diner has really great soup, typically.
I've always said,
makes a soup great? The heat, like the temperature?
The taste of the broth? The rice, the chicken that they use? I don't know.
Jack of all trades, master of none. That's what a diner is.
I think you can't order certain things when you go to a diner. Like if you order them and it sucks, it's more on you than anything else. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
for breakfast.
Yeah.
And lunch.
Always
or fried
good,
food.
Good, great bacon at a diner?
Yeah.
Not
Are they
always.
That good of vibes, though?
I think
I always like feel like a diner is like a lost and found of human beings.
It does depend. Yeah.
Like it's like a DMV with food.
Oh wow.
The clientele is usually off.
Sad.
They just went back to back.
The movie trope that there is like a beautiful woman working behind the bar
hideous.
At the diner, but they're actual cretins. They're sea urchins that are working there.
Yeah.
There's like the movie trope of the hot girl.
Triple X. That is a trope.
Triple X was a big one.
She's got a mole right above her lip.
Yep.
Top lip.
Mm-hmm. That was a great Triple X was a great callback. Who said that?
I guess I'll take the credit. I didn't say it at all, but I did it.
Actually, I will.
It was me.
I said it.
Yeah, it was a great call. That was a great scene in Triple X.
Thanks.
How are you doing, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Because he's sweetheart.
You need to order fried food.
Is Eva Mendes working a diner in Slice
Behind
the
Pines?
I think she's been a diner. She's worked in a diner a few times.
Baby Driver?
Place Behind the Pines.
Wasn't the girl in Baby Driver working a diner, too?
The girl that Ansel Elgort gets with.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there's the Norman Rockwell painting that just makes you feel good, and it's you feel like a good American going to a diner.
But was it Stephen Chase said his go-to diner order was what? It was a filet stuffed with crab meat?
Yep. Yeah, he gets like a crab meat trout or
at
some
a diner?
Shit.
He gets a
don't get me started.
Me with that.
But then the thing was, when we debated this, and then I called a diner and asked them if they had it, and they're like, yeah, it's one of our specialties. And it was just... It was unreal. Unreal Che move. Rudy, your pick?
My pick is... I don't think I've ever watched an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Does he ever actually go to a dive?
Yeah.
Does he go to dive bars?
Restaurants.
I'm
going to
call them bars. I'd call them more like hole-in-the-wall restaurants.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, that's... Okay. But either way, for me, it's dumplings. All the respect to Guy Fieri. Incredible look. Just a striking individual. But dumplings are incredible. I think they're one of the great culinary achievements.
They are.
Soup dumplings, I still don't get how that works.
You got to bite the top off, pour in a little vinegar, and then eat it.
Very good. Love it. Can't get enough of them. Dumplings.
Mm-hmm. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is going to move on. Next matchup, drinking versus dreams. A very interesting one. Dreams versus drinking. Rudy, you're back up.
I fuck with dreams. My uncle wrote a book about dreams for children.
What?
Which, now that I said it out loud, sounds super suspect.
Dreams for children?
It's a children's book about dreaming.
What's the name of this book?
It's an adult book about dreams for children.
Yes.
I don't actually know what it's called, and I'm not trying to cover my tracks here.
Is it the uncle I met in Austin?
It is.
Huh.
Tommy did meet him. We went to a Longhorns.
What were the vibes?
It looked like he loved kids dreaming.
Yeah.
Well, he's a teacher.
I would have never guessed based on what I knew about him in that 3 hours that he wrote that book.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What was the other one? Drinking.
Drinking.
Dreams are great. They can be sexy. They can be scary. They can be confusing. But no one wants to hear about them. And so for that reason, I'm going to go drinking because it is... Maybe the most consistent hobby in the human existence.
Interesting, and people described as a hobby.
Yes,
it is a hobby.
I think it is.
No, you're not wrong. I think it's an amplifier to other hobbies, though, if that makes
sense. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It goes with everything. Mm. There's not anything it doesn't go with. So it's got to be drinking, just because of staying power, really.
Mm-hmm. Drinking, KB?
Yeah, I think if you took my top 500 happiest or best days, drinking would be a smooth 492, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe more. So drinking.
Another for drinking, Nick.
What's this against? Dreams?
Yeah.
Dreams are just a big letdown spot, man. If you're having a good dream, you wake up, you're bummed, it's not your reality. If you have dreams, it's not going to happen. Drinking, though, drinking is the one thing. I love it. I fucking love getting a buzz. Hey, like, I love drink. I'm going drinking.
One for drinking.
I'm addicted to it.
You have a word for that.
Let's grab one.
I have one. But I'm not addicted.
Yeah. Bibsy?
Drinking. What an escape. but I'm going to have to go with dreams on this one. I was on a bracket where we talked about things we hate or things we dislike hearing about the most. Mm-hmm. And dreams is one of them. Someone telling me their dreams. I think Rudy said it. I hate it. Don't tell me your dreams. But just having a dream is amazing. Martin Luther King Jr. ever heard of it? But no, like even if it's a nightmare, waking up from a dream, like you had one, you're like, oh man, I want to go back to bed so I can have a dream. If you just have a sleep where you don't dream, it sucks. Mm-hmm. So dreaming.
Dreaming, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by dreaming. I think it's awesome. When I'm high, I watch a lot of YouTube videos about dreaming. Yeah, I don't want to hear about other people's dreams. I don't really even want to tell other people about my dreams, but I just enjoy having them. Mm-hmm. And like, there's nights where, like, I don't know, it's like you just had. I feel like there's phases where I'm having a lot of good dreams, and I can't wait to go to bed and have some good dreams. That being said, drinking's awesome. It's been about a week since I've drank. I was sick, so I'm very excited to drink again whenever that comes and feel better about everything.
I love taking melatonin and just riding my weird dreams.
I've
just
never
knowing
taken
that melatonin. I'm gonna have some fucked up dreams. It's
have
so
you done
fun.
The tart cherry juice yet?
I heard about
that. What is that?
You drink tart cherry juice before bed, and it has your dreams vivid.
Anything with vitamin D, is it?
Yeah, something. But
any,
like,
if you have vitamin D before bed, like apple juice works as well. Mm-hmm. It makes your dreams crazy.
Okay,
quit weed deep. After a long run.
That'll get them bucking too. Yeah,
the best.
I in high school, I tried to teach myself how to lucid dream. Apparently, there's like a process.
I'm fascinated by the science of
and
dreaming.
And it did actually work. It worked.
It did.
It did. So Nick was right. Like cherry juice or anything with vitamin C or D, I never can remember which one, before you go to sleep, because that gives you crazy dreams. And the other one is that you put like a every day you put like a little circle with a pen on your hand somewhere, just draw a little circle, and every time you notice a circle, you ask yourself, am I dreaming? So you just sort of get that in your mind constantly. And then what happens is, like, while you're dreaming, you sort of become more aware, I guess. Apparently, pretty much, if you just think about it enough, you'll get there.
If I lucid dream, I'm not getting anything done in real life.
The hard part, though, is that once you realize you're lucid dreaming, you get really excited because you've done it, and then you wake up.
It's a ticking time. I'm like, all right, fuck. I'm going to wake up soon. I'm going to go fuck.
Yeah, you're going to just want to run. You're going to run and go fuck. the first dude, the first person you see in your dream.
I think the
back in the day,
I think the dreams the best for me, and I don't know if it's the same for you guys, if you wake up a little too early accidentally and then you fall back asleep.
Yeah, it's best to lucid dream. Is that's to wake up and then fall back asleep.
Right.
That's called acute REM rebound.
Wow.
So what happens is that you're in a REM cycle and you wake up and then you're very tired, and if you fall back asleep, your body is sort of confused, and then it'll shoot you even further, kind of like in Inception when they go all the way down.
I pick up where I left off.
I'll do that too sometimes.
I picked up where I left off.
Every time I wake up, I fall back asleep.
Anytime I'm about to have like a wet dream, it's amazing. I always get so excited and wake up, and I can never get back in.
Oh no, not wet. I've only had, I think, two wets in my life.
I've had one. Which is not enough.
You said you'd have them still pretty regularly, right?
If you could take a pill where you could have one wet dream a week, prescribe me now.
Yeah, I would take that.
For a wet dream?
A wet dream pill?
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Wet dreams are amazing.
Well, think about the efficiency. You're killing two birds with one stone.
sleep and jerking it.
Yeah.
But it's better than jerking off, because in the dream, you think you're actually having sex.
If you could lucid dream it, I would agree, but if you could be like dream, like.
I feel like R-worded. If you're horny sleeping, you're going to dream about sex.
I've eaten pussy in a dream, and it was the most off-putting sensation I've ever experienced. The texture was all uncanny, and I could like taste something.
You were licking the duvet, dude.
it was so off.
You dreamt of eating pussy? That's so gay.
Don't do that.
Don't dream of eating pussy.
But the pill that would make you lucid.
That is like the title. Never mind.
So with the circle thing you were talking about, I was almost afraid of that, because then what if you in real life don't know if you're dreaming or not because you just forgot to draw the circle or something? You're an inception yourself.
Yeah, but you know your reality pretty quickly.
I would hope so. I don't know. Drinking versus dreams. Clemmer, do I even need to ask you?
My dreams, you said victim of your own mind, and I like that, because my dreams are always kind of like tricking myself. Like, I'm always, mm-hmm. like everything I do, I'm like, and then like somehow like sabotaging myself, or it never goes well, and I always feel like I'm playing a trick on myself, or like, it's just, it's very unsettling. It's never, my dreams suck.
And you're being used as a javelin at the Olympics.
Yeah, right. That's right. You're being used as a toothpick for a giant.
It's not good, my dreams. My dreams are not good, and I don't remember a lot of them, and I don't like them. So drinking, though, is awesome. So drinking. I mean, it's, no question.
Is it that sociopaths don't dream, right?
Oh, I don't know. I dream. I just, they suck. Like I said, they're always like me tricking myself.
It's like a nightmare, I think you're talking about.
It's not like a night. I've had nightmares. They're like horrible. Like, oh, you know, family's dead or this is dead or whatever. You know, like horrible things happen. We have nightmares. But like, or my house is on fire, whatever. Like, this is different. It's like little things that happen. And then I twist the reality just enough to like screw myself over. Mm. Like, I'll dream about work, but then I'll dream about me losing my job. Mm. And then whatever. It's always end up being a negative fall to that.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so drinking's going to move on. Now we have the 2 versus the 15 seed. 15 seed KB playing. Buddy, whenever KB submits options, it is a treat.
Mine weren't that crazy.
I just liked them. Okay. Doodads. I like doodads.
Oh. We as a program love doodads.
Yeah, look around.
Do you guys remember Gizmos. The snack doodads? Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
It used to be a snack mix called doodads, and they were the greatest snack mix around, and they discontinued them.
I love doodads, though. The actual doodads are great.
Gizmos, anything like that.
Dozing off.
It's one of my favorite sensations.
I don't like same. On a plane when the music, you're too tired to skip the song.
Is a tchotchke a doodad?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's more of a knickknack. Doodads, I think, have an action. Like you know those like oil and water things you would flip upside down and like spin the wheel in the water. Yeah, I think that's a doodad.
Like a Rube Goldberg machine almost?
Yeah.
Esque, yeah.
A snow globe.
Okay. Snow globe's a knickknack.
It's a tchotchke.
That's a tchotchke. Snow globe's a tchotchke.
Snow globe's a tchotchke?
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be a good blog divvying them up.
Yeah, putting a Venn diagram of doodad to tchotchke. Yeah. The Discovery Channel store.
Oh, my favorite. I don't know if anyone can relate to this.
Yeah. I can.
Yeah. Early 2000s, maybe 90s.
It always had it had doodads in it. That's where I bought the thing that you flipped upside down.
I don't know. I love that place.
Dancing when you're blacked out.
Getting to the point where you can dance freely in public without feeling any inhibitions, that's like the ultimate feeling.
It's pretty great.
Donkey Kong Country minecart level.
Some of my best memories I would purposely lose just to keep playing. That was like the go-kart.
Had to jump on the tracks. Yeah. That was a really hard game.
I'm trying to think of the name. Minecart. Never mind.
It was something with minecart in it,
Double Dog Dares.
Never mind. Never mind. I don't like them.
You don't like Double Dog Dares anymore?
Not that I think about it, no.
What about Double Dare 2000? Throw that in there.
I just wanted to pull the snot out of the show.
The show, yeah.
Double Dare 2000 was better. They got messy.
Yeah, they got
messy in the show.
Double Dare.
It was Double Dare on steroids.
Dairy Queen Blizzards. I like this one a lot. Big fan of Blizzards. You guys aren't a fan of Blizzards?
No, they got rid of the Nerds Blizzard. That was my favorite.
That's crazy. That would have been the worst of the roster.
Dreams by the Cranberries. Good song.
It's a very good song.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good pick. So Doodads, Dozing Off, the Discovery Channel store, Dancing When You're Blacked Out, Donkey Kong Country Mine Level, Double Dare, Dairy Queen Blizzards, or Dreams by the Cranberries. Start with Clemmer. You ended, right?
Yeah. Dancing While You're Blacked Out is awesome, but I'm going to choose Doodads because I love that snack mix so much. I know it's not the intention, but there were also
no,
called...
No, I won't allow it. It's not the snack mix.
Oh, I love that.
Sorry.
Oh.
Wait, nah, you
can't. All right, then I'm going to go Dancing allowed. While Blacked Out. I guess it's not allowed, so that's fine.
There you go.
All
right. Yep, that's fair. So one for Dancing While You're Blacked Out. Tommy?
I guess I'll go Dancing. I have a conflicted relationship with dozing off. Like, I feel like dozing off, I don't always love... It's like I'm trying to watch something that I want to watch and I'm dozing off. I do love the feeling of, oh, I'm dozing off. This is amazing. But I'm also like, oh, well, I kind of want to watch this. So I feel like if I feel like I'm dozing off, then I got to turn on something that like I've already seen that I don't really want to watch. But then that ruins the whole dozing off. But I feel like it's easiest to doze off when you're focused on something you actually want to watch. So that's a whole thing. And that gets me stressed out thinking about it. So I'll go with something that doesn't get me stressed out, which is Dancing While Blacked Out.
Dancing While Blacked Out. Vibsy?
I don't like dancing. I hate dancing. I root for the town in Footloose. That band dances.
Root for the town.
Yes, they did it.
Big John Lithgow fan.
I would argue that the mine level in Donkey Kong is the worst part about Donkey Kong.
Wow. I'm thinking of the Game Boy game.
Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country.
Playing it on the Game Boy. Yeah. I remember it was hard as fuck.
That game was hard as fuck.
Yeah. It was like a break from having to run around.
Yeah, but the sound of the minecart hitting...
You're exhausted.
The sound of the minecart hitting the rails is such a good sound. The underwater level, the soundtrack in that is amazing.
Underwater levels are the worst thing ever in any video game.
Yeah, those swimming sucks on games.
The swimming is so hard because you always end up running it, but the soundtrack is so good.
Wait, so you said the minecart level is trash?
It's so hard. It's just so hard. I don't know. Okay. I have Diddy Kong.
Fair, that's fair.
I have Diddy Kong tattooed on me. I think Diddy Kong...
Whoa, what?
Yes, I have his little head.
Hell yeah.
I think Diddy Kong 2, Donkey Kong's Quest, or Diddy Kong's Quest is the best game ever for Super Nintendo. I like Donkey Kong Country. It's all right. But using Dixie's hair to spin...
Can Donkey Kong kind of be all-encompassing or just need to be that mine level?
It's KB's option.
Nah, yeah, it has to be the mine level.
Donkey Kong has faults, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Minecart Carnage was the name of the level, by the way.
Ah.
Does it have to be the one when you're in the minecart? Can it be the one where you're doing like the stop-go on the little guys? And
unfortunately, yeah, it has
okay.
to be.
Okay, all right.
Sticking to his guns.
Respect.
I don't even remember what some of the other options were. Let's go to Discovery Channel Store. I loved it. I would. Mm-hmm. I'd get like a... They had, like, animals that you could just buy, like a plastic animal, and I would just get, like...
Yep, they had the bin, and they were super realistic looking.
Yeah, I'd just get a random plastic animal. I think I got, like, a dinosaur, like a gorilla one time. Fucking loved it.
Mm-hmm. So we're now two for in favor of Dancing When You're Blacked Out, one in favor of the Discovery Channel store. Nick?
I've never gotten to the point of where I can dance without being embarrassed, and then I'm always hungover as fuck the next day. It's if I'm dancing, I've ruined my next 2 days.
Mm.
So it's...
But I've seen you do it once, maybe. And it was glorified dancing.
Yeah.
What does that
emo
mean?
Night?
Emo night. Yeah. You were having a blast.
I was in the mosh pit.
Gotcha.
But then somebody stole my hat, which sucked. And there we go. It was a hat. It was a double styrofoam cup, and it was spilling, and the Pokemon Ditto was coming out.
Oh, that's kind of cool, too.
Which is sick. Didn't get the reaction I wanted at all.
It's very cool.
That's cool.
Thank you, guys.
That's a cool one. Yeah, perp drink.
I'm going with Discovery Channel Store. I bought... my parents got for me one of those like spiky balls, and you would pull it, and it became a huge ball.
Mm.
And they got me the biggest one there was, rainbow color. Ooh. And I still have it to this day. It's in my room. It's one of the few things I have remaining.
So now
from my childhood.
We're 2-2, KB.
Yeah, Dancing While Blacked Out. Who knows? I might hate it. I don't know. I don't remember how I felt. It might be trash, but I think it's great. Regardless, I'm going dozing off. I think that's the best feeling in the world.
Dozing off. Rudy.
Not, is it dozing?
Not going to sleep.
Do you like waking up and like still do?
No, like when you're on the verge of like, oh.
You feel like warm. You know what I mean? It feels like you have a blanket on.
Yeah, you feel warm.
You feel warmth like behind
pleasure,
your eyeballs.
And you're like, oh my, this is the best. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Dozing off, Rudy?
I am also going to go dozing off, and particularly anesthesia.
Oh, that's incredible.
That's a different
good.
Yeah.
I promise I'm not suicidal, but... when I used to get hurt, I got hurt randomly a lot as a kid, and I had quite a few surgeries, and I got to the point where I would look forward to having surgery because of the anesthesia.
It was the best.
It's the best sensation. It's the only time you get a true break from existing, which is nice. And
sleeping.
It just feels, but you're dreaming and fitting
And
I think you can still feel that.
You don't dream during anesthesia?
I think you do. I feel like I definitely have.
Oh, I thought you just died.
Wait, what? No, I don't
I've never been
do.
Under.
Me you neither. Go, you close your eyes, nothing, and then you open them.
Whoa. Unless it's that deep of, I've been in that deep of a sleep before.
Yeah, but rarely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So dozing off for me is a rare sensation, but I'm not suicidal. It's just a nice break. Yeah.
It's very scary. I'm always like, I hope I wake up. But it is, it's always thinking like, am I about to fall asleep? Am I about to fall asleep? Like, what am I about to fall asleep? And then you just wake up.
Mm-hmm. So we're 2-2. Based on that description, I think I'm going to go with dozing off. I like that description of dozing off. And I do like that warmth of feeling like, it does feel like you're getting covered up in like a blanket or something.
It does.
As you're dozing off. And I really like that feeling. So dozing off is going up against the number 2 seed, dinner. And I like this
one.
The best meal of the day, in my opinion. Prove me wrong.
Oh, wow. Fuck yeah.
Far and away.
Yeah, we're all dinner. So we're all pro dinner people? Because a lot of people advocate lunch and all this shit. No, dinner is the best meal.
The breakfast people deserve to be in hell.
Name them. Who said lunch is the best meal?
I know Kirk likes lunch, Barstool side, but you hear a lot of people.
Over dinner?
Oh, yeah. But you hear a lot. You know who it is? It's more morning people. And I'm not. I'm very much a night owl.
I hear more people talk about breakfast than dinner. Breakfast, most important meal of the day.
You hear that as a kid.
Yeah.
I feel as an adult, you hear a lot of like pro lunch.
I think
I'm not even like hungry till dinner.
Yeah. I like breakfast on like vacation. I'm like looking forward to breakfast, but like day to day.
I wake up and I think one of my first thoughts in the morning is, what am I having for dinner?
Dinner.
I love to get myself in the mood, like just scroll through Instagram or TikTok, be like, what am I going to get myself in
Edge
the mood?
Edge yourself
for?
Almost. Yeah. Get yourself real hungry.
And then you know what I
there's
get?
There's breakfast foods, there's lunch foods, and then dinner is the world is your oyster.
Right. You can get anything. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my uncle recently. He's like, old. He's like, what? So like, what do you get yourself for like dinner every night? And I said, anything I want.
Anything you want, I
get for dinner. At any given night, on any given
day. It's
amazing.
Best. Nothing is better.
We have the best life of all time because we can get whatever we want for dinner.
If you made a list of my top 40 meals I've ever had in my life, I think all 40 of them are probably dinners.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's easily. Dinner.
You know,
maybe a cook and camp out breakfast, a cast iron skillet over a fire, but that's more environment or something. Yeah. But
dinner has been the highlight of probably 80% of my days.
Mm. When I was a kid, I would hate having breakfast for dinner. It was like a cheat. It was like my parents were cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I never fucked with
that. It's a cop-out. That's not dinner.
Yes. And
also, by the way, you can't do dinner for breakfast. You're a psychopath if you do that.
Right.
I agree.
John Rich. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
He's eating like lobster tail.
He's sending a message, and I appreciate it.
I respect what he's doing, but I can't do it.
When I worked at a morning radio station, and you were up so early that sometimes you're just like, I'm hungry, I'll eat anything. I'd have like lasagna at like 9 a.m. I don't know.
I used to have leftover pizza for breakfast.
That's pretty
normal.
Right? Yeah. Right, so if you wake up right away and do it, it's weird. But
I woke up this morning 9 a.m. Totally not 8 a.m. and I went right to the internet and I searched cool restaurant Chicago reservation.
Boom!
First thing this morning.
Yeah. Oh wow!
Yeah. For tonight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not sure what I'm going for dinner tonight, but I know it's gonna be great.
I'm going to the Mark, MARQ.
Oh,
ooh.
Very cool. They have good looking appetizers.
You know what I found out recently? Dips. Nate goes to omakase like 3 times a week or something like that.
And I'll tell you what, I went with him once. Omakase's fucking
amazing. It's amazing. It's the best.
It's unbelievable.
Great. So good. So good.
But it's so expensive. Going like that often is crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Rudy, you're up first. Dinner versus dozing off.
I mean, it's difficult after that barrage of compliments to dinner.
I mean, it's also, let's talk about like the social aspect of dinner.
Yeah. Yes.
Nothing better than going to dinner.
But also dozing off after dinner. Oh,
Vibsy.
Oh, Vibs, why'd you do that?
Yeah. It's difficult because
the feeling you get when you take that first bite of dinner and it's good.
Yeah, but that feeling you get when you're that feeling you get when you're not existing.
Oh, I hate dozing off after dinner.
I know.
I hate that.
Oh yeah.
Because then I'll wake up and then I won't be able to go back to sleep till like 3 or 4 in the morning.
A little bit
it
too.
Fucks that's kind of cool. Cycle.
But like as an adult, you can watch. You could. Doesn't matter. You're a pussy. You're a big pussy.
Why am I a pussy? Yeah, why? Why does that make me a pussy?
My sleep schedule. Just change it.
I'll just be up forever. I'll be up until like 4 a.m. That's not good. I'm playing baseball simulators.
You can watch all kinds of movies. You can play baseball simulators. That's great.
But I'm also like alone. It's just kind of a sad.
You have a wife.
I know, but she's sleeping. She's not weird like me with that stuff. I No, we'd like me
Pierce. Wake her ass up. Get her on the PlayStation.
Probably wakes up drinking like 80 Cokes a day. That's what's keeping you up.
No, but then if I doze off, if I just stay awake, I'm fine.
Rudy, you should stream Baseball Simulator, Manager Simulator with Clemmer.
Oh, I would love that. It'd be so much fun, Rudy.
I also like picturing Clemmer like making his wife play baseball.
I've watched him play it. It's
and he goes 82-0 against her.
just destroying her.
Not how many.
No, Nick's seen me play my simulators. Yeah.
You can do any draft of any player of any era. It's sick.
It's fun.
We do have a nice career. Me and Clemmer did Oregon Trail and completed it. He got tuberculosis 3 times.
Yeah, but we no one died
during the playthrough. Yes. In game or out of game?
Both. And yeah. No one died in our caravan. Not one.
Oh, we grew up right next to a tuberculosis center, too. Yeah. They have chains on the walls. Back when they used to diagnose it with insanity, they'd send them here.
Jesus. Yeah. Rudy, dinner or dozing off?
Man. The problem is that my dozing off is specifically anesthesia.
Mm.
The inconveniences of other dozing off, I understand. It's specifically, I like anesthesia, so... That sort of, I think, ruins it. So for that reason, I'm going to go dinner for all the reasons mentioned.
One for dinner, KB.
Dinner.
Another for dinner, Nick.
Dinner.
Lance.
Over dogs and dads, I think, too, dude. Yeah.
Dinner?
Dinner.
Dinner?
It's going to be a tough one to beat. Yeah. It's going to be a tough one to beat, dinner.
Dinner by a mile.
Yeah, I agree. So before we get into our playoffs... let's hear from our next sponsor, Body Armor. You can see them right in front of us right now. We love Body Armor here, and they have a brand new product, Body Armor Zero Sugar. Body Armor Zero Sugar is the new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. It's great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. This one right here, and I'm not a lemon lime guy. Hand up, not a lemon lime guy for the most part. Like I would say like non-Sprite things, you know what I mean? I love this thing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's absolutely delicious. Use it for anything, whether it's for like for me getting out of wedding planning, workouts, long movies, late night recordings, etc. Whatever you're trying to get through, Body Armor can help you out. It's available in stores nationwide. We can head on over to the Body Armor store on Amazon and get yours today. We love Body Armor here. You watch anything Barstool, it's all over the office.
We have trouble keeping it stocked. It goes so fast.
Yeah, literally, yes.
I went right before I went here. I was asking them if they wanted a water. There were none in there.
Exactly. Like the day that the pallet of Body Armor comes in is like the best day in the office.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So we love Body Armor here. So shout out to them. Now we can do our playoffs. Dips versus dads. Start with you, Clemmer.
I'll go with dads here. Not a big dip guy because the cream, but dips are very good. And the chicken nugget dip, that's very good. But I'm going to go with dads. It's tough. Both are good.
Dads versus dads. Damn. One for dads.
Yeah, I'll stick with dads here. Look, I love dips, but, you know, I love my dad, too, so it's tough. And yeah, I mean, if dads took down Drake, I can't, you know, let dips take it down, so I'll go dad.
Two for dads.
Like I said, there's nothing better than a cool dad. Nothing makes you feel better than a cool dad, so I'm going to go dads.
Three for dads. Wow. Nick?
Dips.
So quickly for dips.
There is more bad dads than bad dips.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Dads can be abusive. Dip. A lot of them are. I've seen it. Many of them.
In the act. What? Stop. What? How many?
In the I went to youth wrestling tournaments. Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Dips. I love dips.
3-2 in favor of dads. Rudy?
I'm going to go with dads because a dip never gave me weed. So
a dad gave you weed?
My dad did.
Oh, wow. What? Nice. You were the cool dad.
Yeah,
fucking Colorado.
I want to. How young?
I was like 17.
Oh, that's real cool.
Yeah,
I want to hang out.
Yeah, that's any younger uncool, any older. Yeah, 17's the coolest year to get weed from your dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So dad's gonna move on. The other side, dogs versus double D's.
Oh wow,
Jesus
puppies
Christ.
Versus puppies, baby.
Rudy,
I can picture a world. Without dogs. I cannot picture a world without boobs.
It's not boobs, just double D's.
It's just double D's.
Oh,
man.
Even better. Double D's.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had a dog. I understand they're incredible. I used to bitch and moan to my dad all the time. Could we please get a dog? He said, no, here's a joint. And I know dogs are incredible, but my greatest love in life is boobs, so I'm going to go double D's.
Double D's, KB.
like the D's are fine, C's are fine, B's are great, A's with an ass is great.
Yeah, but that's not the category. That's not the category.
Okay, I get where you're coming. I'm going dogs.
One for dogs, 1-1. Nick.
It's all dogs versus one kind of breast. I'm going dogs.
2 for dogs.
Again, coming home and you got that dog waiting for you when you open the door is great. But coming home and opening the door and you got 2 giant double D breasts that you can squeeze and ooga, ooga. That's the best.
Do that. Vibs, that was a good grabbing technique.
Yeah.
Ooga.
I think he's grabbed some double D's before.
Yeah, he brought him a little closer. Yeah. He brings him a little closer every time.
Oh, Vibsy.
I like that.
Yeah.
Are you snarling at my breast? I'm an animal.
Did you see they opened up a place kind of near the office called Wooga? Did you see that?
No, it's but like, I'm going.
It's like two blocks north of here, called Wooga. I was going to take a picture and put an A in front of it. I don't know what it is. I have no clue. It's just called Wooga.
There's got to be a strip club in the United States called a Wooga, right?
Tommy?
Yeah, I mean,
wait, Tommy, do your breast grab.
My breast grab?
Yeah.
Ew, dude.
Wait,
no, that's just him grabbing one of them. They're so big.
But that wouldn't be a double D either. That would be like an E or an F.
No, you could fit a double D in 2 hands like that.
I guess. Yeah, like that. Not how you originally did it, though.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Two-handing a breast is wild.
That
is,
yeah.
Two-handing
a breast. One at a time, baby. One at a time.
It's like a fucking baby. Are you checking me for cancer?
I don't
want to lose these puppies.
I'd rather get home and fucking play with some double D's than fucking.
But what? What if like C's are great? Like what?
They're not nearly as good as double D's.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. Yeah,
they're not the category.
Right, but I'm saying there's an alternative.
Yeah,
though.
But this is like only one specific one.
If you got rid of all the double D's in the world, I would be just fine.
I would shoot myself.
Boys, there's still D's.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. I would fucking kill
single
myself.
D's.
There's still single D's, boys.
I want dogs to win. It's just
yes, yeah, right. Single D's. I don't even want to say C's. Single D's are like incredible.
I just had to.
You did what you had to do.
I did what I had to do. I mean, I think
I wouldn't be true to myself if I didn't fucking choose double D's.
Yeah, a brotherhood of boobs.
The two-hand technique was wild. Clemmer?
This is insanity. Dogs all the way. Dogs.
Thank you.
This isn't even close. This is stupid.
Yeah. I think, honestly, Clemmer might be gay.
Yeah?
No, I think I'm proving I'm not gay because I don't need to overcompensate by saying boobs for everything like a moron.
Gay.
Not gay. Damn.
Yeah. That's a good argument. Yeah.
So it's 3-3. I'll vote for dogs.
Thank God. We got to stop the boobs.
Hey, yeah. More boobs for us, yeah, baby. More boobs for us.
You can pet a dog. You can pet a boob. You can put your face in your dog. And you can put your face in boobs.
Dogs don't usually make me cum.
Don't say usually.
Why'd you say usually? So dogs versus dads. Ooh, this is tough to get into the finals. Start with you, Clemmer.
Yeah. Look, I've had to bury both dogs and dads. I'm gonna go with dogs.
Gonna go with dogs.
Jesus Christ.
Tommy.
Dads. I mean, I'm out of spite. I'm not voting for what fucking took down double D's. So I'll vote for dads.
One for dads.
KB said it earlier. There are bad dads. I've met like one bad dog maybe in my life. So dogs, mm-hmm. dogs.
Mm-hmm. One for dogs. Nick?
Dogs, man.
Another for dogs. KB?
Yeah, nothing completely against dads. There's some great dads. Sure. I'm going dads.
Going dads. Mm-hmm. Flip.
Yeah.
I've seen you around dogs and you love it.
I'm going dogs, yeah. I'm getting way better. Having a cat made me appreciate them so much more. Just pets, animals in general.
When Live Lisa brought her dog in, I heard KB's dog voice for the first time ever. It's amazing.
Well, I stepped on it.
Yeah, that.
Oh, I remember that.
I was upset.
That was a sad moment.
Rudy?
This is really tricky. I actually really don't know what way to go, but because my dad denied me the dog growing up, which infuriated me and hurt me, I'm going to go with dogs.
Dog going to move into the finals. Before we get to the finals, very last sponsor of the day, Ibotta. We talk about Ibotta all the time.
Ibotta what?
I bought it. Basically, it's the officially. Oh wow! And their first talking point is by selling soup, which we were just talking about. It's officially soup season. Make sure you get all the ingredients you need to master your recipe while getting cash back on purchases with Ibotta. It is a free app that gets you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. So you make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average user earns $145 a year. That can cover the cost of an entire shopping trip. Buy that fight you've been eyeing, that game you're dying to go to, or maybe a dinner at the Mark. Is that the name of the place, right?
The Mark with a Q, M-A-R-Q.
With a Q. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much with Ibotta. Just add your offers to the app, upload the receipt, and get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join over 50 million savers and earn cash back every time you shop with over 2,700 brands and retails, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying the app by using code BRACKET when you register. Go to the App Store or Google Play Store, download the free Ibotta app, and start earning cash back and use code BRACKET. That's Ibotta, I-B-O-T-T-A, in the Google Play or App Store, and use code BRACKET. All right, other side. First, we have the deli versus diners, drive-ins, and dives. Clemmer.
The deli over the show, the deli. It's not even close.
Why not even close?
Like the show, right? The show is fine. It's a great deli. If you have a great deli in your neighborhood, it's a complete game changer. Because like I said, it provides you everything. It provides you stuff to cook. It provides you stuff for lunch. It provides you stuff that you can just take out from there. A great deli is a fantastic addition to any neighborhood.
One for the deli, Tommy.
This is tough. This is really tough. I guess I'll go delis. I do love delis because. I mean, going into a deli hungry and just buying everything in sight.
Think about Salt Lake.
I'm thinking about Mucci's meatballs.
I also went to Guy Fieri's restaurant when he had it in New York in Times Square.
Donkey sauce?
Whatever. It was awful.
Well, that's not a diner drive. Yeah.
I know, but that sucked. And I know, it was just a shitty, and it was like an expensive, overpriced, shitty experience.
I'm not saying Guy Fieri makes great food.
That's going to play a small role in this for me.
I'll go.
Deli.
You know what? No, I'm fucking going. I'm staying true to my roots. I'm staying true to my family roots. I'm going, but diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
This was tough. Toughest decision I've ever had to make.
Diners, drive-ins, dives. That title added to something makes it amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I ate at a diners, drive-ins, and dives restaurant.
It's powerful.
Add something to it.
It's powerful.
Nick?
I don't like when somebody has like a deli, like, oh, you got to try it. This is the best. And it's just so regional. You guys are kind of annoying about it.
Yep.
I'm abstaining.
Abstaining? You don't like diners, drive-ins, and dives?
It betrayed me when I went to this place in fucking Columbus, and it turned the poop that came out of my butt hole was unbelievable.
So
you couldn't even call it poop.
Abstaining. It's 2-1, KB.
Deli. They've done some good.
2-2. You're gonna break it, Rudy.
I'm gonna go deli. I am a huge fan of the deli, and I think that diners, drive-ins, and dives is a cool part of American entertainment and television, but the deli is, like I said, the backbone, whether you know it or not.
And the other last matchup here, dinner versus drinking.
Wow.
Rudy.
Holy shit.
It's a championship level.
Wow. Seriously.
This is really tricky because one sustains you to live, the other sustains your mental capability to live. We can simultaneously also... unravel it. I am going to go with dinner, even though it's not the cool choice. I'm going to go with dinner. It's just the more logical pick, and it pains me to say it. Fuck. Dinner.
Dinner. KB.
Yeah, dinner.
Dinner. Nick?
Doesn't come with the,
hangover, yeah.
There's lunch and breakfast still, and it's not as good, but if you cut out drinking, what's left? It's a slippery slope.
Success.
Drugs.
Heroin. Yeah.
It's a good point.
I'm going drinking.
It is kind of like the big barrier to other much more worse substances.
It's the floodgate. It's the levee.
Yeah.
And it's drinking.
Imagine like the guy that taught you in like DARE class hearing us talk about this like this.
Drinking is the most important thing in my life.
It stops me from doing black tar heroin.
Yeah.
Vibsy.
I'm going drinking. I will often
Thank you, Vibsy.
I will often put off dinner for drinking.
Ooh, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're drinking more on an empty stomach, and you only get more drunk.
Mm-hmm. The Vibsy technique?
Drunkorexic, as they call it, I believe.
Yeah,
not eating so you get more drunk. But no, I'll go out to drinks.
Oh, I've done that a billion times.
Yeah, I'll go out to drinks, and I'm like, you know what? I'm in a good spot. I'm feeling buzzed. I don't need any food. And then you eat at like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So I could imagine some pushback here, but I'm going to go with dinner because that can include drinking. Like
no.
Yes,
no.
It can. A dinner can include, to me, I'm thinking dinners, that's going out to dinner, having some drinks there.
But if you're getting drunk at dinner, you're a psycho.
You don't get drunk at dinner. Yeah.
I'm sorry, is it drunkenness that it's up against? No, but
why
drinking?
Would you drink without drunkenness?
Sometimes two cocktails at a dinner gets you to a more desirable level of intoxication.
That's still drinking, though.
I think you're allowed to drink at dinner. To me, drinking is included as part of the dinner
experience. I'm separating the
sure.
two.
It's you're allowed, only it's separating allowed. Them because they're up against each
right.
other.
Right. Mm. Well, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here.
But we don't have to do that.
So I feel like this goes against the sanctity of the bracket. You're a whole sanctity of the bracket guy.
Au contraire. This is the sanctity of the bracket. Dinner selection.
You're allowed a glass of dinner wine. That's it.
The dinner experience.
It looks like Tommy's arguing with like the future version of himself. Of
yeah. yeah, you guys are dressed like exactly alike.
Oh, no. I was thinking that for like an hour and a half. I can't believe it took this long for somebody to say it. To me, the dinner experience can include a couple of drinks. I'm not saying getting fucking incredibly drunk, but I think a nice dinner includes a couple of cocktails, and for that reason, I'm going to take dinner.
Wow, one for your
sanctity of the bracket allows it, and dare I say, promotes it.
3-2 in favor of dinner.
Yeah, for me it's easy. I guess nowadays, if I'm asking my friend to go hang out, it's like, oh, want to go grab dinner. When I was in my 20s, it'd be want to go grab drinks. But the fact that I'm now putting dinner first tells me I'm a dinner guy over a drinking guy. So I have to go dinner.
Dinner. So dinner versus the deli. This feels
wow,
very it's related. All. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, this move is it on. This is yeah. This dinner. Dinner versus deli?
Yeah.
Oh, I like delis, but dinner.
I think we could just move this one straight on. Is anyone here voting for deli?
Deli is more of a lunch place, right? You get lunch stuff there.
Delis are awesome, but dinner, yeah. I mean, what are we talking about?
Come on. Okay, so finals. Dogs versus dinner.
Oh.
KB.
Dinner.
Don't make a joke about You thought about it.
You can't get mad after you brought
you
it up.
You thought about it. I saw the twinkle in your eye, Nick. I saw it. You were ready to roll.
No, he thought.
Clemmer.
No, it's to me. Dogs. Dogs are the greatest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like the purest, like kindest. The average dog is greater than the average human. Dogs are great.
Dogs.
Dogs are great. They're not as good as dinner. I fucking love dinner. A nice dinner. I'm always just trying to go to a nice dinner. Go out. Whether it's just eating in, whether it's ordering in, sitting in the comfort of your own home and eating whatever food you want, watching something on the TV, or whether it's going out with friends on a date, family, whatever it is, having a shared human experience over dinner, mm-hmm. appetizers, main course, drinks, hell, maybe a dessert if you're feeling fucking insane, a good 2+ hour experience. Very adult. I feel like it's a good thing at our age to do. I mean, I lost that last one. Going to dinner? I feel like
you were on this beautiful rant.
Yeah. I know. I lost it there. I do feel like going to dinners. It's like, yeah, in colleges, you're not going to dinners as much with like your friends.
No, you're going out for drinks.
Right. Yeah. That's like, it's a more adult thing. Let's go out to a nice dinner. Let's have a dinner party. Dinner makes the world go around.
I do think that one of the best mini adult like adrenaline rushes you can have in everyday life, like the ring on your doorbell when your like Grubhub gets there or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Look when you see the waiter coming with your table's food, like that little mini adrenaline rush when you see your dinner's coming is just great. There's nothing like it. Fibsy?
I'm gonna go dinner because the thing that keeps my dog going, the only thing he thinks about, is dinner.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dinner is awesome. Even it's the one thing my dog loves more than me is dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nick?
It's dinner, man. When you're hungry, dinner's so good. Can somebody make a quote card? Yeah. Dude, dinner's my favorite food. I love dinner. Dinner.
Dinner, KB?
Yeah, dinner over dogs.
Dinner over dogs, Rudy.
May as well just get on board. It's dinner. The only meal I eat now.
Yeah, pretty much.
So. Yeah. So dinner is going to be the winner of the bracket episode 112. Worthy champion, to be honest.
Like, oh, yeah. This is maybe the strongest winner.
Yeah, and like honestly, like our final four, Lié, like all of it, like very well. I think it was...
What was our final four?
Dogs, dads, delis, and dinners. Delis,
wow. Delis are weak, yeah.
Out of the other, yeah. I think we did a pretty good job with that side of that. So that's the episode 112. We'll be back next week with a new topic. Make sure to watch Rat Race, Anus, everything else everyone else has got going on. You guys got something.
Oh, yeah, Clemmer. I'm really, really excited.
Yes, yeah, it came out, like I said beforehand, but it came out better than I could have ever hoped. Please check out Rat Race. It's very good.
I just saw a clip of Woozy Meek Phil. Yeah. killing me.
Meek and Tommy were teamed up, and their back and forth was... I was watching it last night. I was laughing out loud, even though I knew it was happening. It was very funny.
And also, Vibzy and Clemmer have something very interesting going on soon.
Yes.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, you kind of look like Mr. Freeze underneath this lighting.
Mr. Freeze.
I'm looking at you. Do you see yourself on the camera?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You look so blue. You look like Violet Beauregard.
You guys got a real blue camera over there.
Super. It looks like we're in like an Eastern Europe in a movie or something. It's really weird. We'll be back next week with a new topic. See you guys then.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.